this week's I Am Wellness Moments Roundup podcast for UK Health Radio delves deeper into the meaning behind the I Am Wellness affirmations and why they are so powerful and impactful for you and your life. Feeling safe, but being able to be vulnerable, being sincere and truly understanding what success means to you, and then having the will and the strength and taking responsibility all come together to make real transformation happen when you start your I Am Wellness affirmation practice. Safety is a basic human need. It ultimately ensures our survival and starts us off on solid ground so we can grow strong. We may feel disconnected from the importance of feeling safe and how it impacts many facets of our life. On the one hand, we may feel so safe that we don't realize it. We're so comfortable that we lose the drive to get up and go. And on the other hand, we may become risky and rebellious, which compromises our boundaries and questions our integrity. Let's find that point where we are confident enough to claim back our deep-rooted need for safety and equally hold ourselves accountable when we could be exploring more of what this really means and how it can help us in our life. Our basic human needs are connected to the root chakra, the earth element, so imagine your feet firmly connecting to the floor, to the earth. And as we connect our feet to the earth, we rise our breath up as we breathe in. The breath comes into the belly, up into the ribs, up into the chest. And then as we exhale, repeat the affirmation, I am safe. I am safe. I feel safe and secure and ready to trust the universe and all that it has in store for me.
UK Health Radio,
the station that makes you feel good.
Radio.
The station that makes you feel good.
What does it mean to really know and understand someone, and for them to know and understand us? We have to drop any pretense we have and come clean on our genuine feelings, thoughts, and values. To not be this way is unsustainable and unhelpful for real connection to blossom with another. As many perceive vulnerability as weakness, we are getting no closer to discovering and uncovering our authentic self. We only fuel these high and unrealistic expectations we put on ourselves, which can cause stress, long-term mental health concerns, and dis-ease. Dropping our guard and allowing people to see us for who we really are is a gateway to feeling free and expressive. Place your hands on your heart now, the heart center, and just feel your vulnerability. You may feel sensitive or anxious, but hold your heart and breathe into that space, giving yourself some credit and nurturing that vulnerable heart. Breathe into the heart. I am vulnerable. I allow myself to be vulnerable because I know that I am strong and safe. I can let my vulnerability open up, expressing my true needs and wants. When we are working towards uncovering our authentic self, we have to feel comfortable with our vulnerability. We can then practice voicing our truth and being in our sincere space. We often put on an act or a facade and think that this is what it has to be like. When you tap into your sincerity, things really shift and it feels so relieving. Like an acceptance of ourselves and who we are. It's okay. We're good. This requires us, however, to be okay with how others perceive us. When we start to make these shifts and unravel ourselves, people that may know us or have known us for a long time might not recognize this person we are becoming. Some may celebrate it, and there will be change, which often reveals the people that will stick around in your life and the ones that will either let go or that we choose to let go of. You are not obligated to be around people that do not help and encourage you. I am sincere. I am sincere. I am taking the next step to unraveling any facade or act and reveal my sincere self to all that know me. What does success mean to you? Speak out or write down three things that come to mind. Place them in order of importance. And now let's look at the value behind these three things. Ask yourself, do you feel wholeheartedly connected to your three choices? Success often comes after many failures, trials and errors. So if we feel that success comes without some kind of persistence, we may be very disappointed when we don't see rewards quickly. It could be that our biggest failure is fearing this persistence, this resilience, the pursuing of our goals. Let's look now at the three choices we made of what success means to you. Do we need to reevaluate our options or reevaluate the way that we approach how to be successful? Be truthful as we affirm, I am successful. I am successful. I am wholeheartedly connected to what it means to be successful, to pursue my goals, to be persistent, resilient, and overcome any fears that stand in my way. This next affirmation can feel so hard to say in a truthful way. Having the will to get up and take action. Having the will to make shifts in your life. Having the will to improve or release yourself from that relationship. All of these things can feel very hard and sometimes painful. The truth is, there comes a point where we need to be willing to do the work. If things come easy and then suddenly we don't get what we want, then what? We can find alternative ways for only so long, but this will never bring true fulfillment. Let's stand our ground now and affirm, I am willing, I am willing. I have the will and the power to take action for myself, to feel truly fulfilled.
UK Health Radio,
the station that makes you feel good.
UK Health Radio,
the station that makes you feel good.
The I Am Wellness affirmations were born from a place of pain and helplessness. Deep reflection felt like the only feasible option to figure out and manifest true authentic change. When we are feeling so low, we struggle to find a way to claw out of the darkness. Affirmation practice became something that helped me personally and many of my clients. So look in the mirror now and be strong enough to lock eyes with yourself, get real with yourself. Who are you? Who are you now? Are you truly happy with this version of yourself? Who do you strive to be? Ask yourself what really counts in order to be the best version of yourself. This will take a lot and feel like you're using all of your strength. So we can affirm, I am strong. I am strong. I am strong. I am capable of drawing deep into my resources and choose to move into a place of strength and power. Being responsible really is the key to accessing a life of positive yet peaceful power. Because all our problems and concerns can be acknowledged and mainly solved when we start to own and take full responsibility of our values, our intentions, and our actions. Holding ourselves fully accountable without the crutch of someone or something else is really what it means to be responsible. We can always ask for support and help when we need it, but being our own cheerleader and managing all the influences around us, our choices, this is true transformation. Affirm, I am responsible. I am responsible. I take full responsibility of my life and my choices, and I hold myself accountable for any misalignment that's created, bringing back harmony and balance without blame and shame. Learn more about I Am Wellness Solutions. Follow me at Carly I Am Wellness, providing online and live workshops for discovering your inner therapist, connecting to your greatness again through the practice of self-care, self-worth, and self-love rituals. Listen on radio, on demand, and on the weekly podcast.